You are listening to Breakfast here on 2SER 107.3. I'll be saying goodbye to you soon, leaving you in the hands of the Daily, but still a bit of time to chat before that. Now, believe it or not, it's 20 years since the Aussie film Shine first hit the screens. It went on to win an Academy Award for Geoffrey Rush and be nominated for numerous awards across Best Picture, Best Writing, Best Screenplay. AFI gave it significant recognition, and of course it was nominated for Best Director. Scott Hicks was the director for it back then, and he actually joins me on the phone right now. Scott, good morning.
Hi, Nick. How are you going?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for chatting to us on Breakfast.
My pleasure.
20 years. It's gone in the blink of an eyelid. I mean, I actually, I remember seeing it at Sydney Film Festival back in 1996, and the audience was just blown away by it. I mean, when you were making it, did you get a sense that it was going to become this incredibly significant and this well-loved?
No, there was no way you could sort of imagine that or gauge it. And, you know, certainly things like sort of Oscars were just, you know, that was part of another universe. And so it was, you know, it was absolutely extraordinary and quite overwhelming when suddenly the world, I mean, Australia first and then America, the rest of the world just sort of consumed this movie so avidly. And so many careers were launched out of it. You know, our brilliant Geoffrey Rush, you know, it created his opportunity to build this wonderful career that he's made. But, you know, for myself, it was extraordinary, and particularly David Helfgott himself. You know, he's gone on to sort of recapture the lost career that he had once decades ago. So it was quite thrilling and totally unanticipated, I have to say.
Now, you worked quite closely with David during the filming, didn't you?
Not during the filming itself so much, but really, you know, I spent years in research and, you know, working with David and getting to understand, you know, the details of his extraordinary story. And because it took about 10 years, you know, it's become a kind of legend now, that before the film could actually get made. So, yes, David became a very good friend, and we remain in contact, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in Canberra soon, in fact. And he was kind enough to come to Adelaide and play at my 60th birthday party. So, you know, it forged great friendships, I must say.
It absolutely did, and sort of really put, I mean, you know, Australia's had a proud history of film. Certainly South Australia, where you were working initially, was part of that great film revival for Australia. But Shine was a real flag in the sand saying that we are an industry to be taken seriously.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it sort of formed a kind of new beachhead in a way. I mean, not only with the, you know, the these multiple awards and nominations and so on, but the box office that it took was so phenomenal, given the size of its budget. Mm. I mean, this was a film that was made for $6 million and grossed more than $100 million. And just, you know, it really did announce the full arrival of this kind of independent, smaller film that could come out of Australia.
And it was a nice change from Australia mostly being sort of where big production companies could get a tax break instead if they came and shot here.
Well, that's right. I mean, there were the days when you know, the tax break was more important than the film. But it also changed the tone of what was expected out of Australia, I think, in the sense that, you know, we had great successes with our comedies and sort of quirky films, but something which had some real emotional substance, I think, was a new discovery. I mean, there had been other films, but on this scale, it was quite new, I think. And so I think that was an important thing. Though, interestingly, the thing people probably don't think of first with Shine is it's actually quite a funny film, because David Helfgott is a very amusing person,
and
you know, consciously so, and he has a great sense of humor, and that's really what gets him through in a lot of the story of Shine for those who haven't seen the film.
I hope no one listening hasn't seen the film.
I'm with you, Nick.
Now, you've just wrapped up filming on Fallen, which, of course, is based on the popular kids book, or sorry, young adult book from Lauren Kate.
Yes, based on a series of books that she wrote, and it wrapped a while ago, and it's sort of in preparation for release early next year in the American market before it comes around the world. That was an interesting departure. You know, gothic love story with angels. Goodness.
I did think it was a bit unusual for you, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. And it certainly was a Times bestseller. I mean, it's a popular book series.
Huge. I mean, yeah. It has a huge following. And you're always looking for a new challenge. But at the heart of it, again, you know, like Shine, I mean, it's a film about emotion and emotional redemption in a way. And so there are themes that are not dissimilar, if you know what I mean.
I do know exactly what you mean. Now, for anyone who maybe somehow in 20 years hasn't managed to watch Shine, there's actually a screening happening on the 10th of August at Palace Street in Norton. And they're going to be a Q&A with you afterwards and even apparently an appearance by David.
Yes, I'm certainly going to be there. Looking forward to doing that Q&A. So anything you ever wanted to know about Shine, I mean, whether you've seen it or not, you know, the thing is, it's a new digital print. It looks and sounds wonderful. And oddly, amazingly to me, because I had to review that print, it hasn't dated. So come along and have a look, because it's a great celebration and a great revival. And, I look forward to perhaps meeting some people and hearing what you think and trying to sort of answer your questions.
Wonderful stuff, Scott. An absolute honour to talk to you, and thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Nick.
Scott Hicks, the director of Shine. Do go and see it if you haven't seen it. Hell, if you've seen it, if you own it on DVD, go and see this brand new digital print. 10th of August, that's Wednesday, Palace, Norton Street. Q&A with Scott Hicks directly afterwards. I'm going to be leaving you with The Daily in only about 10 minutes' time. Uh-oh, where did the time go? Here's some music, though, for you. Betty Davis, Miles Davis's wife. It's a remastering of one of her older albums from the 70s. This is I'm Ready, Willing, and Able.